This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the second hour of the show, we're chugging right along, giving all sorts of information out there. We're talking about what we can be doing to help with the pollinators going forward, right? This is a time frame where we start to think about what we're going to do for the winter months, how we're going to it's not really a change. It's how we're going to go into those winter months so we are on the right track for our plants. Right, and we started talking about leaving the leaves. We started talking about no mow May for next year, and I've brought up the fact that we need to start looking at adding pollinators to your garden or adding plants to the garden that are going to at least bring them to the yard. Right, that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to add the pollinators to the area so that your plants can thrive. So just something to be thinking about. There's all sorts of ways to look at it. Are we looking to bring bees? Are we looking to bring hummingbirds? What are we looking to bring? It's something that has gotten a lot of play, a lot of talk in the past, number of seasons, number of years, right? It's gotten more information versus just, plant this, right? So, some of the things that we want to look for, right? What we can do for pollinators is we can grow native flowering plants, right? So native wildflowers, shrubs, trees. The bigger the plant, the more opportunity for pollination, right? So one of the best pollinating, native plants would be a white pine, right? Think about the amount of pollen that's going to be on there compared to, let's say, an echinacea, right? Or just a small perennial. The coverage that you're doing is greater by doing a shrub or a tree. But they're not always attracted to something like that. That's why you want to bring in some color, right? We want to look at some other things, planting in the sun versus shade. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a shade pollinator garden, but a lot of your pollinator-friendly plants love full sun. You know, if you're looking for those butterflies to come in, the adults generally feed only in the sun, right? So that's something to be thinking about as you're building this area. You're also looking for plants that are going to provide longer lasting blooms. So instead of, you know, some of those quick blooming plants, you want something that's going to last a good amount of time so that it's going to provide more pollen throughout the growing season versus just a quick, you know, quick hit. So that's something as also to think about. Now, one big thing, too, is to say you want to get some perennials in there. Some of the things to actually do is plant them in groups versus just individuals, right? If you think about it, if you have a grouping of plants, that pollinator is just going to come there and be able to pollinate multiple areas in one spot versus one hit here, one, you know, across the yard, etc. So we're looking to do these in groups, in bunches, right? So it's really something to be thinking about as we're going into the season if we want to attract the pollinators. You know, so obviously we're not looking to pollinate, you know, bring the pollinators right now. We're looking for the next couple seasons. We're looking to the future here, right? So that's one of the things we talk about. Now, one of the final things you can think about is not using, you know, insecticides that are going to harm pollinators, right? Looking more at using beneficial insects or organic ways, right? Getting rid of some of those synthetics that you might use. Now, I'm not saying you have to do it all completely. Sometimes it gets to the point where you look at it and you say, organic's not working. I got to use synthetic to just kill back some of this infestation of insects that are on your plants. Those happen, right? Those are things that you need to do. The other thing with, you know, using organic type things is it's not just about what you do for sprays. It's what you do for the soil, right? Using organic matter, compost, you know, all those types of things, adding to the soil, making it richer, making it better for the plants, because a healthier soil is going to help a plant be able to control these things a little bit easier, right? So just those are some things to be thinking about as we're going into planting season for the end of the year. Because, you know, the other thing is one of the reasons why some, you know, why one of the things that I thought originally of why, you know, a fall was a good time for planting, when it, you know, this is years back, was, well, a lot of garden centers have sales towards the end of the year because they don't want to overwinter some plants. So it's like a great slogan that comes out. But then when you look at the science of it, you look at the data, you look at all those things, you're kind of saying, well, actually, it makes more sense for the plants. So that's why this time of year, we need to be thinking about planting these plants and getting these things done. Now, I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday, and I noticed that, you know, part of there's community gardens in Chelmsford where I am, and they worked on cleaning an area this I think it was yesterday to create their fourth pollinator garden in the area, which is pretty cool stuff. So they're doing it now because they know they got to get ready for that next season, and they're cleaning up everything and getting it ready to go. So I definitely you know, the word's getting out. Obviously people know about pollinators. I'm just saying, we need to think ahead of time. We need to look at it and say, well, this is what's going on. So just keep that in mind. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another couple hours, and a little over two. We're not so close to three, but we're not so close to 2 hours either. So we got plenty of time if you have some questions for us. But you know, I think one of the other things I'd love for you guys to do is I could sit here and talk about the pollinators, but I think some research is going to help it, right? I think some of the research of looking at what types of trees and shrubs are the ones for pollinators and saying, all right, yep, okay, I need these. You know, and you can kind of look at it by the seasons. And I found a great article on the UMass Extension that has it by month, right? April, it has it by trees, shrubs, and perennials. Just pretty cool information. So just want you to keep that in mind as time progresses. Now, got a break coming up. Call us with questions, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, pretty nice morning out there, full of sun. And, it'll be... It looks like maybe some rain later today. I think should be a decent day for parts of it, but we'll see how it goes. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, I got to do something pretty cool this past week. I did it last year, and I did it again this year. We had the Massachusetts Tomato Contest. I believe it was the 38th year they've had it running. Now I've got to do it for 2 years here. It's a sponsored by MDAR, so Mass Department of Agricultural Resources, and the New England Vegetable and Berry Growers Association and the Mass Farmers Market. It was right outside the Boston Public Market. It's pretty cool stuff. They had a couple... groups. One was cherry tomatoes. One was slicing tomatoes, which is more of the field grown, and then the heirloom. And you get to do a couple things. You get to taste each one within your group. So I had the field grown, and so I got 22 different tomatoes, different tastes, flavors, etc. So it was pretty cool stuff, but when you kind of look at the information of what happens in Massachusetts for tomatoes, and especially with the season we've had, it's just amazing how many tomatoes are produced in Massachusetts. Now, these numbers are from last year, but it's pretty close to this year as well. There's over 7,000 farms in Massachusetts, and about 500 will actually annually produce more than 6.7 million pounds of tomatoes on a little over 550 acres. That's a lot. That's a couple tomatoes. And that actual approximate value is $14 million, right? There's also an additional 16.8 acres of tomatoes that are grown in greenhouses And that approximate value is $4.1 million. It's kind of crazy. Now think about this, right? 16.8 acres gets you $4 million. 550 plus gets you $14 million. One of these things is not like the other. But just saying, pretty cool stuff, right? So I got to do that on Tuesday of this past week. I brought my youngest daughter, May, with me, who's been hanging out this whole month. So she was right there with me, watching me taste all these, kind of looking up at me like, can I get one? Yeah, here and there. But most of the time, she was more worried about the clipboard I had in my hand. She wanted to play with that. But it's pretty cool stuff because you got to judge on flavor, the firmness, the slicing quality, the color, the shape. I mean, it was just so cool. So I look forward to hopefully doing it again this upcoming year. It's good stuff. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Laura's in Lowell.
Laura, welcome to the Paul Perrin Carton Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question on trumpet vine. My neighbor has an awesome one, and I want to take cuttings from it.
Yep.
Can I just cut it? And how do I do that? Do I have to use rooting powder or whatever?
Yeah, so there's a few things you're going to need to do with it, right? You're going to need to make sure you get about 4 to 6 inches of the plant minimum. So that's a minimum, is a 4 to 6 inches. But what you're going to need to make sure is that you have several sets of leaves. So we're looking at 2-3 sets of leaves, right? So
okay.
You need to make sure there's something there as you're doing it. Now, you can cut a bunch of them, you know, to try, because I think the bigger thing is not all cuttings make it. It's not, you know, even using rooting powder doesn't always mean it works.
Okay.
So there's a couple of things I want you to be able to do, but I'm going to hit a break. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. For everybody else, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. We will be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Update. Topping our headlines this Sunday morning, 3 U.S. Marines have been killed in Australia.
The Marines were injured when their helicopter crashed early Sunday on some remote islands north of Darwin.
That's correspondent Jim Forbes reporting. To Jacksonville, Florida, where 3 people killed in a racially motivated shooting, here's USA's Jerry Barmash with the latest details.
Jacksonville County Sheriff T.K. Waters said the shooter, a white man, sent a manifesto to law enforcement, media, and his parents that detailed racial hatred before shooting and killing 3 black people at the store.
Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated and he hated black people.
And Bob Barker, the longtime host of The Price is Right on CBS, has died at the age of 99.
Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Barker was an animal lover. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're talking with Laura, in regards to trumpet vine and cuttings, right? So we started off just discussing, you know, how big and how much you need for it. Now, there you can do trumpet vine cuttings any time of year. Some will say that the spring is your best time to do it, but again, any time of year can be done. So that being said, here's how you want to plant it. We want to look at it and say, you look at a trumpet vine and obviously it has one stem. That's the major, but if you can get a couple together, you're going to make it thicker long term. So, if you have a very small pot, you obviously can only get one or two of the cuttings. But, you know, getting a 6-8-inch pot, you'll be able to put 4-5 cuttings in that container.
Great. So that I was thinking of doing them outside, though.
So, the best way to really get them done is to start them in containers.
Okay, great.
Because the soil outside is a harder, compact soil, especially with all the rain. It's pushed a lot of it down, so it's compacted it. We want those roots to be able to develop in a nice, easier mix versus the hard pack. So okay. I think the best way to do it is going to be in a container. That being said, you can try it outside, and it might actually be worth doing a couple outside, a couple inside, see what survives. And if it survives outside, then it's perfect, right? You don't have to do much. But we're getting into the end of the season where these don't even have the roots to start focusing on putting the root system down. They're trying to focus on building roots first. So that's why I would be putting them in a container.
Okay.
All that being said, when you do get the container ready, you're going to make the cut on these cuttings at a little bit of an angle, right? You don't want it to be flat. You want it to be at a little bit of an angle.
Uh-huh.
And then you would remove the lower leaves, okay? The reason for that is when you put it into the soil, if the leaves touching the soil, they're more likely going to rot out, and we don't want to start the base, you know, rotting out. So that's one of the main reasons to do it. So you've cut it at an angle, and then you're going to dip that into some rooting hormone. All right. Then you'll place it right into the soil. What I would suggest doing is the soil should be watered prior to the cuttings being placed either in the container or in the ground. Because if you place them into dry soil, one, it's hard to keep them in one place. And two, when you do go to water it, it's going to wash out all that rooting hormone that you placed on there instead of it staying where it needs to be. Right. So just kind of water before so it is just ready to go, because you're not going to need to water these plants for a while until they start to develop some sort of, you know, just a little bit of roots, because it's just the water that it's absorbing is kind of like a cut flower at this point. It absorbs it fast and then will kind of slow down. So you don't need to water as much. It can take up to about a month for these cuttings to start to develop some of these roots. And you just literally to check and see if the roots are growing, slightly just tug on the plant and see if there's a little bit of resistance. You know, if, you know, one of the reasons why I say put it in a bigger container is because you put 3-5 in there, not all of them are going to make it. They don't always, it's not 100%. Viability on these. So if you put a couple in, one might die, and then it's not as bad. Whereas if you just put one in and it dies, you've wasted that entire pot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I say put, you know, 3-5 in a container. That way you can do it. And then you want to put them in indirect sunlight, bright but indirect sunlight. And you would just keep it at a normal, like, if you're keeping it inside during the winter, just regular room temperature. It's not one where we're going to need to put it, like, in a garage for it to go dormant. You can put it in a basement that stays cooler during the winter months, but we'll get some sun so that it's not just completely dying out. And just watch it during the winter months. Might need a little bit of water here and there, but we don't want to make that soil really soggy. Right. Now, if you do it outside, one thing I would recommend, because we're not far from the colder time frame, we think. We're not sure because Mother Nature has decided. Yeah. Mother Nature has her own ideas. But I would look at protecting that for the winter with some either salt marsh hay or mulch or anything along those lines, so that the tender roots, because they're going to be close to the soil, you know, to the top of the soil, are protected, right, for that whole overwintering process. So if you do it outside, make sure you mulch it or salt marsh hay, something along those lines. But you want to do that a little bit later in the season, closer to, like, Thanksgiving. At least we think, right? It's when we start to see frosts more often, that's when you're going to want to do it, because we put it too early. We put that protection too early. You know, the mice, you know, squirrels, chipmunks, all those things can kind of get at the plants because they're looking for tender foliage, and this is pretty much a tender foliage. So that's kind of the long idea of what to do with it.
That was very helpful. I think indoors is the way to go.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, you don't necessarily need to, you know, keep it in a very hot area. You don't have to put it in a garage or anything. You know, I would keep it away from, like, a heat source, right? You know, if there's, like, a, you know, a heater near a window, maybe pick a different window. Because we know that in the cold days of winter, our heat works harder. And it's going to regulate the temperatures more. And it's going to make it hotter in there, so we're going to, it's almost going to force growth that we don't want during the winter months. We're trying to train it to be outside eventually.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And you know, we're just getting started, about an hour and a half in. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. So we look forward to that. So definitely I look forward to having her come to us and discuss a number of different things. You know, we're still, you know, still dealing with mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. They're all out there still. The ticks keep going. So we'll discuss that. We'll talk a little bit about Grub Gone. And we'll also talk about seeding and using their recuperator fertilizer. So we have that to look forward to in about 25 minutes or so here to get that all figured out for this, you know, the what to do at the end of the summer here. So we're, you know, we're talking tons of different things today. You know, I've talked a lot about pollinators, a lot about, you know, what to plant for, all those types of things. One thing I did want to say when I was talking about the tomato contest, the one thing I didn't remember was I just wanted to say thank you to the commissioner, the new commissioner this year, Ashley Randall, for having us, having me there. It was a pretty cool opportunity. Wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it with the change in our the agricultural commissioner. But they invited me anyway, so I love it. So I'm looking forward to the future with it. But just wanted to bring it up again because this tomato contest was pretty cool. I'll have to have an art. There was an article posted where you know, just talked about it, who won, all those things, and I got a picture of me and my daughter May in there on the article. So it's pretty cool. So it shows that I was actually there. But anyways. I just wanted to say thank you again to the commissioner, Ashley Randall, for doing that. So it's a really great opportunity. I think it's the 38th year. They just didn't do it in 2020. So this has gone from a few commissioners of agriculture. There's no political lines on this one. This is just about our industry, the agricultural industry, and what we can do. When we all, you know, take a look at it, and I'll tell you the tomato industry in Massachusetts is bigger than you think, right? And we're not even talking about what you do at home, right? And last week there were a good amount of questions in regards to, you know, our tomatoes weren't turning orange, they were just staying green, you know, with all the rain that we've had and what to do. So, you know, one thing to be thinking about for those of you who have had this issue and said, you know, I'm giving up. I'm just going to, you know, it's not going to happen. Well, one thing to be thinking about is looking at removing a bunch of those leaves from your tomato plants. So if you're not getting green, if you're getting green tomatoes, then that's it. And you want the orange tomatoes, I'm going to need you to start removing some of the leaves and expose the fruit, the tomatoes, to the sun. That's going to help them turn around quickly on a vine versus if you were to pull them, pick them, and then put them on a windowsill. It's going to get the nutrients from the plant and the sun. It's a 1-2 punch that really just helps it. The other thing, you know, some people in the northern part of New England, that winter is, and when I say winter, fall is around the corner, and we know we're going to be done. You start removing some of the flowers that pop onto your larger tomatoes at this point, right? So those tomato plants that are starting to produce flowers right now on the big guys most likely aren't going to produce large tomatoes for you in time before frost. So a lot of people will just pick those flowers because what you're doing is putting the energy into the rest of the plant. You're re-energizing the plant because it doesn't have to focus on putting new fruit. It just focuses on the one that's already there, right? So that's a good one to be looking at. Now, the other thing is to be looking at adding potassium, so the nitrate of potash, right? Adding that to the soil because that's one thing that will help make them a little bit redder. The other thing, and we reminded last week, You can make green tomato jam or fried green tomatoes, any of those things. I think it's raspberry tomato jam. My Aunt Ruth used to make is up on our website and some of the recipes that you can take a look at. You know, there are options out there for the ones you have at the end of the season. You know, another option was to pick the tomatoes, put them in a paper bag, and add a ripening banana. Because that ripening banana will get some of that ethanol coming off of them and help ripen them a little bit quicker. Anyways, we're going to take a break. When we get back, more information on what to do in the garden this time of year, so stay tuned for that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I should hold on to that number because coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we do have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. Some great information on what we should be doing coming into the fall. It's that time of year, right? We're starting to get there. They're just about time to play football. I've had colleges start, some of the high schools have started playing football, so it's that time of year. You start to feel it in a number of different ways, so we'll talk about what we can be doing this time of year coming up at 8 o'clock. So in about 10 minutes, we'll hear from Karen as well. In the meantime, a lot of talk about what we can be doing this time of year. A lot of adding the pollinators, those types of things, just getting things ready. We were talking a little bit about tomatoes. And, the thing is we don't know how much time we have left out in the garden this time of year, especially the way the season has run. Just with the amount of rain and some cooler temperatures early, you just don't know. So, try to get you to think ahead a little bit and think about all the different things that you could do to be ahead. So just something to be thinking about there. Now, we're also just about that time where we're going to start planting some of our spring bulbs as well, right? They're going to start showing up in your garden centers very soon. And these are, your basics, like your daffodils, your tulips, etc. So those are going to be coming into garden centers very soon. And you're going to be planting them soon, right? These are the ones that need to overwinter in a cold temperature and have like a cold stratification period. At one point, they're not ones that you can just plant in the spring and have them come up unless they've been in a, refrigerator or cold area. So that's why we plant them in the fall. In the fall, they go through that cold part, to help them store all the energy and then be able to bloom for you in the spring. So, you know, those are the things that we're looking at planting for this time of year. There's a number of other bulbs, but the major that we really look at are, daffodils and tulips. So instead of looking at it next year when you see the tulips and saying, oh, I want to go buy some, I want to plant them, it might be too late. Because the other thing that happens is a lot of the tulips and daffodils that are planted for the idea of being in containers are usually meant for about Easter, right? And I have to look, I don't know off the top of my head when Easter is, but it's usually earlier than when our tulips are blooming. So, you know, that's part of it. We got to look at it and say, I want to have it at the right time, not forced. You know, not forced tulips or daffodils. So we're planting those this time of year. So the next couple weeks, you know, you look at it and you say, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to add, you know, bulb tone? Do I want to add bone meal? What do you want to do? Do you want to use something to help protect them from the rodents? Right? That's some of the things we're going to be thinking about. You know, one thing that's out there using, you know, Repelzol, the concentrate form, and putting it in a bucket and just dumping your bulbs right in there and letting them sit overnight. They're going to absorb the, solution and help prepare the for the next year, so the rodents aren't going to take them. So just something to really be thinking about as time permits this season, as it's time to plant, right? What we can do prior. You know, the other thing we could be doing with some of these bulbs is planting them in some rocks in the ground. So it's harder for those rodents to dig in there. When they come around those bulbs, they can't dig to get to it. So just some thoughts. Now coming up in a few minutes, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. For the phone number for after that, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.